Molly, Molly, Molly. What can we say? She's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about that.
Beautiful voice. And it just, she really, really came through on this one. And it was funny because we sent her the track. She liked it, agreed to do it. She hired out a dat, and I think it was her boyfriend at the time, recorded her. She recorded the vocals in a bathroom in Georgia. And she did several takes and just sent back the dat, and I had to kind of fly it all in and match it up. But what amazed me, with each of her separate takes in a row, I put them all together to kind of make it thick, but she was so spot on with every take, it was almost like she was doubling with herself, when obviously she wasn't. These were all separate takes, but it just all lined up and sounded fantastic, and I'm really happy with the way this one turned out.
Well, the funny thing is, I'd been talking to her through the mid-90s on, because she worked at Ralph America, the Residence label, so I was always calling up, you know, what's the latest and greatest in the Residence? I mean, obviously this is pre-internet, and we actually developed quite a friendship. She was really cool, and then all of a sudden, it's like, lo and behold, she's working with the Residence. She's on one of their albums, and then one of their CD-ROMs. It's like, you know, whatever. And then time goes on, and the work she was doing with them, I thought was incredible, and I'm like, you know what? I really want to get her on this record. And we started talking again and everything, and it all gelled. It was good.
And I think she was at the time, and hopefully she will be again if we ever kind of get our act together. She mentioned she'd like to work with us again, and I think, you know, don't have to ask us twice. We'd definitely, you know, do it if the opportunity presented itself. And I mean, we've seen the Residence since then, but I miss having her there. I got used to her being a part of the group with that voice and just her presence on stage.
Ah! Oh, that's a must.
And these ad-libs she did at the end, just sort of flying all that in, but I couldn't ask for anything more.
This is another song where the lyrics were really fun. I think that... Well, see now... Refresh me memory. I think one of us had an idea, and I remember like going through that idea, exploring like the artist pay unopened and da 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 da, and it was a really good collaboration of lyrics.
And I had this track for a bit, and I gave it to Sean so we could kind of fix up the lyrics. But I mean, unfortunately, the whole thing came out of the big drag of what a lot of this album's about. We lost a lot of people during the making of it, and this is kind of a tribute to all of them.
Yeah, that's where I thought of the whole Agony Through Ceremony title, where I had enough, because up to that point, it's like we still had our great-grandparents, and all of a sudden it's like, one by one, people were going, and it was just like such a culture shock. You know, we never dealt with anything like that before, so this is definitely a big tribute to those people.